My name is John Erling. Today's date is November 19, 2018. Ed, would you give us your full name, please?
Edward Leon Taylor III.
That name goes back to your grandfather.
Yes, and I was given it because I was born in the same month that he died.
Oh, and that birth date is?
December 21st, 1932.
And that makes your present age?
86.
Obviously 87 coming up next month.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we recording this interview?
In my apartment in Montrose in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Where were you born?
Camden, New Jersey.
Your mother's name?
Ethel Larnard.
Where was she from?
Schenectady, New York.
And she grew up there then?
She grew up there, met my father while he was working with General Electric after he graduated college.
Let's talk about your mother, her personality. What was she like?
A quiet and peaceful type of person, well-liked by everybody. Unfortunately, when I was 10 or 12, she started to have mental issues and was hospitalized and given electric shock treatments. After that, she was very passive, stayed in her room almost all the time, didn't want to be part of much of the world.
But she lived at home.
She lived at home, yes.
You have sisters?
My sister is 10 years younger, born in 42.
You said you were 10 or 12. She was 2 or 3 years old.
Yes.
As a 12-year-old, you had to take on early responsibilities.
Take on her as sort of the parent, especially since the war years were going on, and Dad had to work long hours.
So you were home alone a lot then, weren't you?
Yes, we had a paid woman that came in during the day, but she was only there at 8 to 5, so I could go to school.
You probably look back on that time and realize taking on responsibilities at such an early age actually worked well for you later on?
I think it worked well, yes, because I became organized. I wasn't afraid of hard work, and I knew what responsibility was at an age when most others were able to just have fun and play.
Did you resent that?
No. I felt like it was just something I needed to do.
Your father's name?
John Pratt Taylor.
Where did he grow up?
Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
What did he do for a living?
He graduated from Harvard with an engineering degree and went to work for General Electric in radio technology at the time of his starting out.
What was his personality like?
Quite strict, quite organized in what he was doing. Around the house, he almost read constantly when he wasn't working in his yard. He had the best azaleas probably in the state of New Jersey because he was a bit of a perfectionist.
Didn't you say you had asthma?
Yes, I had asthma, I guess, all my life, or at least that I can remember. Was sick quite a bit of the time that I wasn't well enough to go to school. He brought me lots of books to read, especially about World War I, and also somehow or other I became a fan of the Civil War, and he brought me biographies and books of all the generals on both sides of the Civil War.
Well, in that area, you were way ahead of your peers early on.
Yes.
Your father is working for GE,
yes.
General Electric. Then what does he do?
Well, he stayed with the company, but RCA was formed as a broadcasting separate company. And spun off from GE.
His boss at RCA would have been?
General Sarnoff, after the war.
General Sarnoff and NBC, they're the first ones to bring color television, weren't they?
Yes. They had a system that they designed and had quite a battle in front of the government with CBS. CBS had another system that was inferior by decision of the FCC, so RCA won the battle of what technology would be.
It would be interesting to know what that was all about. We don't have time to get into all that, but NBC was leading the way. Now, your father was an engineer.
He was an engineer, but he turned into a marketeer, more of a long-term planning. After the radar experience that he went through during the Second World War.
What was that?
They needed a technical way to track the German airplanes. And radar was basically invented by RCA at that period of time.
And your father was in on that invention?
Yes. Probably the leader of the group. I'm not sure about that.
Well, I'm sure if he wasn't, he was right there in the midst of it. That's certainly a nice thought and exciting for your background.
Yeah.
Were you around any of these executives? Did your dad take you?
He would take my mother and myself to most of the conventions and meet sales meetings that they would have around the country. And I would wind up serving or bartending at their suite a good part of the time. I got to meet almost everybody in the industry.
Including General Sarnoff.
Oh, yeah. He was there quite often. He was always busy talking to a client, so you didn't have much interaction with him.
How old would you have been then when you were doing that?
Would have been high school years.
That would have been in the 40s?
Yeah, 46 to 50.
Were they in court many years against CBS?
Well, in front of the FCC, not really in court. The Federal Communications Commission regulates heavily the television industry, like they do the telephone industry.
Right. So the two plans, CBS had a plan and NBC had a plan, and the FCC chose NBC.
Yes.
What would have happened if they chose CBS?
If I understand it, their system was more mechanical. I don't really remember all the details, where RCA's was more reliant on a tube approach.
A tube?
Yeah.
Here he was in the television business. Is that what drove you?
No, that came about later.
Okay. Where did you go to elementary school and junior high school?
The area was specifically what is now Cherry Hill, New Jersey. It was a county type of thing at Camden County, not Camden, the city. And I went to Collinswood High School, which was a high school with very poor students and a tough part of town, probably equivalent to going to one of the high schools here in North Tulsa. In fact, I was the first graduate of Collinswood to ever get into Lehigh for over 30 years, Lehigh University Engineering School.
What year did you graduate from high school?
1950.
Do you remember in the 50s the fear of communism and that kind of talk?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember?
Well, when I went away to Lehigh, I immediately went into ROTC, Reserve Officers Training. Soon after that, the Korean War broke out. Many of my high school friends were badly injured, and a few died in that war. By the time I got out in 54, I was commissioned a second lieutenant, and the armistice had been signed, so there was no fighting. I served for 2 years at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, with the Corps of Engineers Engineering Battalion, connected to the 82nd Airborne Division.
But you stayed stateside?
We stayed stateside.
You went to Lehigh University?
Yes.
Where is that?
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
You entered what field of study?
Civil engineering.
And that's what you graduated with?
Yes.
Was that easy for you to handle?
Yeah, once I got through the freshman courses where you had to take a lot of economics and accounting and things that bored me, I was pretty much a straight-A student for the engineering portion of it.
And why did you choose engineering?
Because my dad was an engineer. My grandfather was at a small construction company. He built housing developments and schools, things like that. He and my uncles kind of pushed on me. Nobody in the family had a degree, and maybe I would get a civil engineering degree and work for them in Schenectady.